94.1, and we welcome 2103. Fellas, what's up?
Hey.
Man, I was just talking about the song Cover Me. That is a great song. But before we get into Cover Me, what have you guys been doing?
Wow, well, this is Torrance. Over the past year, we've been traveling around the country. We were blessed to be on the Yolanda Today Tour early last year. You know, Yolanda Adams, Jay Moss, our big brother, that was a great experience. Also, you know, we've been writing on various projects such as The Ambassador Bobby Jones. We've had the opportunity to be a part of Pajam Sing to the Lord and getting our writing craft up and our producing and production up. Also, to top the year off, we won a Stellar Award, thank God. We're very grateful for that. So we've been pretty busy. Right now we're just on our promotional tour promoting the new album that comes out July 22nd. So all y'all make sure y'all get it.
Hey, now, what kind of feeling was it when your name was called to win that Stellar Award?
Wow, it was great, first of all. Great and very humbling. When you look at people like Rance Allen, who he just won his first Stellar Award that year, earlier this year. Out of all these years he's been singing, he just won his first Stellar Award. And we got a Stellar Award off of our first album. It was very humbling, and it was like, okay, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity, and we only expect bigger and greater things.
Now, what's the difference in that first album, which was your debut album, you're into your sophomore album? Is there a difference in this album?
This is Evan. Definitely. I mean, you know, well, similar to the last album, Pajam Presents 2103, you know, there are messages talking about Christ, you know, his love, the hope in him, joy, redemption, salvation, repentance, all those type of things are still in this album. But this album, you know, we call it our coming of age, it's our maturation. You know, over the past couple of years since the last album, we've been through so much artistically, creatively, spiritually. We've grown, of course, and definitely our faith has increased. So you can hear the passion and the fervor in the music. You know, it's literally spilling over into the tracks, and the anointing was so strong as we were recording the album. And again, like I said, we just really grew. Personally, I experienced two losses since the first album. My mother passed, and so did my father. And just learning to totally depend and have faith in God and walk in his supernatural peace has definitely, of course, it would shape anybody's ministry who's connected. And Pajam and 2103 definitely played a major part in helping me to mature and to trust and believe.
Now, and also, Torrance got a little facial hair now, so.
Growing up, huh? It's all good. Now, that song that catapulted you guys into the nation's eyes, what is it, I'm Sorry?
Yes.
Is there that type of song on your new project?
Well, it's hard to, you know, categorize every song to say, like, well, this is the I'm Sorry of this record, and this is the Spiritual Business of the new record. But if you were going to pick a song that was, you know, had the same beats per minute or, like, you know, the same theme thematically or just the same vibe, it would probably be a song called Now on the new record. And Now is just really talking about the fact having to need God with urgency and wanting him to move on your behalf, even in the midst of trial and tribulation, when it seems like, you know, he's not, or things aren't working out the way you want to. It's just a cry, a plea out to the Lord for him to move now. That would be the Sorry.
Okay. Now, how was it recording with Smokey Northwood, Fred Hammond? How was it you guys doing your thing? Because you've all already done things with Jay Moss, and Jay Moss discovered you guys. But all of you guys getting together, that formula, how did you guys just make it happen?
Okay, this is Evan again. First, you have to just give it up to Pajam for them even having the vision, you know, to put us with legends such as, you know, Fred Hammond and Smokey Norfolk, and of course, you know, Jay Moss is on the track. So it was basically their ideas, you know, to put it together. It's kind of like, you know, the Gatekeepers, the old school meets the new school. You know, of course, for him being a part of Commission, he was readily available and to do a record with, you know, 2103, the new school line is the new school Commission Take 6. So basically, you know, we recorded our parts. We actually didn't get to record it all together in the studio, but we, you know, thank God for technology today. You can send files and everything, but the way it's, when you listen to it, it's so seamless, you know, that it had to be definitely orchestrated and preordained by God for us to get together. And I was doing really well all over the country. You know, we had a top 20 single, and we just thank God. And we of course, we thank Pajam, Fred Hammond, and Smokey North.
Now, what's the title of the new project that'll be out when, in July?
Yeah, the title of the new project, this is Torrance, the title of the new project is Total Attention. Be out July 22nd. Make sure you check us out on YouTube as well, youtube.com/2103TV. We got a little reality show going on. Y'all can check out the behind the scenes of the record and also 2103 on our little day-to-day journey. So check it out.
Now, this is Evan. Just to add to that, a lot of people, when we tell them the title, they ask, you know, Total Attention, I haven't heard a title like that. And we wanted to name the album Total Attention, which is the title track on the album, because when we were, you know, in our secret place and we were asking God what he wanted us to say to our generation and to, you know, to our peers right now, what is really needed. And that was what the Lord gave us. You know, he gave us Mark 1:15, which says, behold, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the good news. And we believe that's what everyone needs to do. We need to, you know, let some things go. We need to clean out our lives. We need to get right. We need to start living holy. And we need to believe the gospel, and the good news is what we sing about. And also Matthew 6:33, which says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything will be added unto you. And we take that to mean, you know, don't focus on the gas prices. Don't focus on, you know, the calamity, the disasters, the hurricanes, you know, the economy. If you focus on God, the Bible tells you in that same chapter to take no thought what you should eat, drink, or wear. And when you do that, when you put your total attention on God, and when we turn our eyes back toward him, he will supply all of our needs. So there's no need to worry. And we just want to tell everyone to put your total attention back on Jesus.
Preach, Evan.
Hey, our guests, Torrance and Evan of 2103. Keep on. Preach on, brother.
Well, come on. No, let me stop.
Hey, I'm ready to pass the plate.
Well, look, everyone can pass the plate when they go get our new album, July 22nd. You know, we put blood, sweat, and tears, our heart, our souls. You know, we really worked really hard and diligently to write from our hearts, so that we could convey a message that everyone could feel. I mean, we know in a time right now where there is, you know, there's so much music, there's so many forms of media and entertainment and things like that, and we want to be that light. You know, people need to hear Jesus in their music, in their day-to-day lives. It's something we need, some love, some hope, and encouragement. And we hope that our album is able, you know, to help fill that void.
And I know it will. Now, will there be a video, any videos on your music, on Cover Me, or any music from the CD?
Actually, yes. This is Torrance. Actually, yes, we just shot two music videos, one for our other single, You, and another song on the album that we had the chance to write called Time for a Change. So You right now is circulating on Gospel Music Channel and I believe a couple other stations. So check that out when you get a chance.
And it's on YouTube, youtube.com/2103TV. And the single is available right now on iTunes, so make sure you copy. It's on iTunes, and to get a little snippet of it, you can go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/21thewordspell.03.
2103 is our guest. Let me ask you this. I mean, you guys seem great when you do those ballads. You lay back, you stretch out, and then when you guys get funky, you know, I mean, like spiritual business.
Right.
Fellas, don't laugh at me.
That's all good.
Cool.
Hey, but listen, what do you like doing the best, the slow songs or the jamming songs?
Wow, well, it's funny, this is Evan again, that you would have Evan and Torrance right now, because we probably are the polar opposites. So, you know, Evan, why am I speaking to myself as if I'm not here? But I would probably... I like the ballads more, you know. Those are the more worshipful songs. I grew up listening to, you know, Hillsong and the Winans and Praise and Worship and things like that. So the balladry would probably be, you know, more my favorite.
And this is Torrance. Yeah, we are complete opposites. I love the ballads. I love the slow songs. Don't get me wrong. But I'm all for some up-tempo music. I love the high-energy music. I love the sound, the drive, the beat, and the feeling it gives you. I love the up-tempos.
Before I let you guys get away, we've got Evan and Torrance of 2103. What's a message you can leave with young folks, folks your age?
Wow. Okay, this is Evan. I would tell them to trust and believe God and really have faith and really seek his face and learn where your purpose and your destiny is in him. I mean, I can definitely speak from experience about not knowing, you know, and walking in rebellion and going in another direction than the way I should go. But when you seek his face and you go the way that he has planned out for you, everything is much easier. A lot of the things that you're confused about will make sense. So make sure you trust and believe. And dream. Don't stop dreaming. Dream big, because dreams do come true. I'm a living, walking, breathing testimony to the power of Jesus and the effects dreams have, because I'm in 2103 today. So that's what I would say.
And this is Torrance. I definitely agree with everything Evan said. And also, don't be afraid to be a Christian. You know, be bold about it. Don't be afraid to, you know, be you and have a good time in Jesus, because being a Christian isn't lame. It's not. Don't let people, you know, tell you or make you think that being a Christian is whack or it's lame. It's not. You know, be bold about it. Don't be afraid to stand for something positive.
Gentlemen, it has been a pleasure. We wish you nothing but total success.
Thank you.
We just wish that, and we just wish that everything that you touch, that it will be a blessing for you guys. And just to see young guys like y'all, you know, with your head on right, that is a blessing today. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Because you guys could be anywhere else, you know, doing things not godly, but you guys chose to do things of God and to bless other people. So we thank you, and we thank you for joining us here.
Glory to God. Thank you for having us.
Appreciate that.
Oh, can I say one last thing?
Sure enough.
Make sure y'all vote for us on the Star 5 at 5. We got to be on the countdown. So make sure make sure y'all vote for us. We listen on the internet, just in case y'all don't know we do. We listen.
Uh-oh. We can't get away now, so y'all listening, right?
We
listen. Okay. All right. So we telling the audience, we telling you, Evan and Torrance say, vote for that top five.
Cover me.
Cover me, okay? That's right, cover me.
Yep.
Thanks, fellas.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's our guest, 2103 on Star 94.1.